I stand by my theory that no matter what, if a kid loses, tough crap. If I was to throw up on myself in public, they're going to call 911.
I don't want to hear this nonsense.
I had the police called on me for playing hide and seek too hard.
I am put on earth to make people laugh.
All right, let's take it from the top again.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Deonte.
Oh, Shannon.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even a parent. I'm just an aunt, and I am an exhausted aunt.
Yeah, knowing what you've been going through, you are.
I think I woke up feeling dizzy this morning. And I think it's because I'm just tired. And the sinus pressure.
Right.
Like, I don't think my voice is quite as snotty as it's been.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my sinuses are so... I just want them to explode already so that maybe I don't feel the pressure.
Mm.
Have you ever been to that point?
Yeah.
I probably just need to call my doctor or something. But yeah. I don't have time. I truly do not have time to go to the doctor at this point.
You don't.
Because I don't.
Can you take the kids to the doctor with you?
I guess I could, but it'd be hard to weigh me while I'm holding an infant.
Oh, yeah.
You know, can't That's really do true. Much with that. So something that I realized not too long ago was how different my life has become. And again, I don't have kids. I'm just an aunt. But even just with that status, things are so different.
They are.
It's crazy. So I told you that my 3-year-old nephew Jake got the flu, so he stayed with me so he didn't get his little brother sick because mm-hmm. he's only 3 months old. And it was a Friday night, and he was feeling a little bit better. And my sister or his mom came over to see him for a little bit,
mm-hmm.
wore the mask, and he was feeling decent. So we get up and we're playing hide and go seek in my apartment, which is not big.
Right,
there's not really a lot of places to hide, but. He had so much excitement and happiness to be up and running around and playing Aww. That he was screaming and laughing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, he was screaming and laughing so loud that somebody called 911 on us.
Oh, my God.
And so I get a knock on my door. It's like 9:00 at night, I think. I get a knock on my door, and I look out the little peephole, and I don't recognize who it is, so I don't open it.
Right.
And I tell my sister... We'll see if they knock again,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll figure out what to do. So they knock again, and so through my door, I'm like, who is it? It's like, police. I'm like, okay. So I open the door, and he says, so your neighbors have been calling concerned because they hear a child screaming.
Oh.
And I guess they wanted to make sure that I wasn't abusing him somehow.
Wow.
And they came and he's like, well, do you mind if I check out inside your apartment? I'm like, no, that's fine. Go ahead.
Whoa.
I had the police called on me for playing hide and seek too hard.
That's a new one.
I used to worry about the police getting called when I would have Guitar Hero parties and my sink would be full of beer bottles and liquor bottles and us being too rowdy and on the second floor. But now my life is getting 911 called on me for playing hide and seek too hard.
I would definitely say that is a complete 180.
It's so different. And I posted something about this a few weeks ago, but even my iTunes list,
mm-hmm.
like, with me, I love the motto. I love songs with F words in them,
right?
And dirty rap songs. But now it's Jingle Bells and Blippi songs and Disney soundtracks.
Yep.
I've relearned the words to Under the Sea
mm-hmm.
From The Little Mermaid because my infant nephew, that seems to calm him down when we play that song and walk in circles. So I've learned the words to that one again.
Okay.
And then I find myself jealous and almost resenting my nephews because things that they do, and we're all like, oh, that's so cute, I would get arrested for doing, probably. Like, if I was to throw up on myself in public, somebody's gonna think something's wrong. I'm drunk or having a seizure or something. They're gonna call 911.
Oh.
When my nephew does it, it's not a big deal.
No.
If it gets on me, who cares? If it's breast milk on me, psh,
whatever.
I've learned to accept it.
There you go.
I used to be completely freaked out by it. I've learned to accept breast milk on my shirt.
Hey.
That came back up from my nephew's stomach.
Good job, Shannon.
All kinds of body fluids happening on me these days.
You're evolving.
I guess so. If you come in my apartment, I'm not good at decorating. Mm-hmm. I know that might be a shocker. But if you look to your left, you're going to see my living room area. Mm-hmm. And in there is my couch, my TV stand, a few pictures, mm-hmm. TV, and a car's desk.
Okay.
Like it's almost like one of those wooden desks that you would sit in mm-hmm. at school. It's got cars on it.
Okay.
Because that's where Jake sits to watch TV. So that's the decor in my living room. Mm-hmm. If you look forward in my dining room, or actually when you step about maybe 5 steps into my apartment, you're going to see a Black & Decker plastic tool bench mm-hmm. full of tools. You're going to see...
Is that a kitty Black & yeah. Decker? We have that yeah. at our house.
my punching bag is now in the middle of my dining room because I like to punch while I watch Scandal. Mm-hmm. And then if you continue going in, you're going to see buckets. Like my entire dining room wall is lined with buckets of toys that I can't seem to condense down into less buckets. It's ridiculous. Like this child has taken over my apartment completely. If I want to plug something in now, mm-hmm. I can't just do it. I have to take that little plastic piece out that you put in there to keep kids from sticking their finger in.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And it's foolproof because I can barely get the things out half the time. So I know for sure that my 3-year-old nephew is not going to be able to do it.
That is, you know what? My sister has a house. Mm-hmm. She has a playroom for the kids. Mm-hmm. She has a playroom. It has a TV in it. It's got video games, Bragger. Toys.
See, at some point I will have that.
See, you just have the dining room now.
Apartment life is so expensive as yeah. it is that I wasn't willing to get a second bedroom.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, you're probably going to see bunk beds in my dining room. I mean, let's be honest. At the rate that these children are taking over my life.
That's greatness.
My car. This is funny to me, too. My car. I need a new car. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get one, but I need a bigger car mm-hmm. because nobody can ride with me. I mean, you can ride in my passenger seat mm-hmm. if I don't have carryover from the stroller taking up the entire back part of my car. I keep all my bags and stuff in my passenger seat. My back seat is an infant carrier mm-hmm. and then a 3-year-old toddler seat thing. There's room for somebody in the middle if you've maybe got a 20-inch waist mm-hmm. and you could be maybe 4 foot tall. Because otherwise, your knees are not going to fit in my car.
My sister just bought a crossover SUV so that she can haul all her nieces and nephews around.
Oh, what did she get? I need some tips.
It's the smaller GMC, not the Acadia. Oh, okay. It's whatever's below that.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what she has.
See, I'm going to have to get a 3-row car, I think.
Oh, wow.
Like with 3 rows because I have too much stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Too much stuff. And I don't have room for people and stuff and babies mm-hmm. and the stroller. And I realized when I was backing out of my apartment the other day that I always do a double take because my infant nephew's seat is rear facing. So mm-hmm. I have one of those mirrors.
Yeah.
So I can see him mm-hmm. and light reflects off the mirror. And so I'm constantly thinking that there's a car coming in my blind spot somewhere because I see the light reflecting and it freaks me out. If I want to roll down my back seat windows, like the back windows of my car, mm-hmm. I can't do it because I have static clings to keep the sun out.
So essentially what you're telling me is that you're kind of a mom.
It feels like it. I realize doing dishes. I mean, I'm not making any of this up. I swear, if you were to come to my apartment, you would see 100% of this stuff is true. I have more plastic sippy cups, plastic forks, those divided plates with Elmo or whatever mm-hmm. on them in my cabinet than I do stuff that I use. I might not have any forks left that are clean, but my nephew is going to have about 12.
I believe you. I will say this. As they get older, those things will decrease because you won't need so many things that are geared towards baby. Mm-hmm. But as they get older, you will spend more money.
On what? Things?
Just doing things.
Oh.
Like, my sister is really good about taking, all the kids for like the weekend. Or mm-hmm. she does this thing where she does just a weekend with each one of them for right. like their birthday or whatever. Or with Sydney, she'll just do girls' weekend. They go to the movies, they go to dinner, she goes to get donuts, they go get a mani-pedi. So as you get older, as they get older, you have to do things with them outside of the house.
Oh. See, we do that anyway a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake is only three, but he already eats the adult meal at Chick-fil-A, you know?
Yeah.
And he's already, you know, a lot of places are free for two and under or three and under, and he's obviously a three-year-old little boy.
Right.
So he's not getting in for free anymore. Mm-hmm. And I've thought about trying to lie about his age. I have thought about it. I've not done it. I've thought about it.
You need to Google places that kids eat free.
Oh, really?
Because there's lots of places.
Oh. He won't eat anything, though. Unless it's pizza or kitchen nuggets or french fries or fish sticks, he's not eating it. So I need to find places that kids eat free and serve kitchen nuggets.
Yeah, most places have the kids' meal.
Mm-hmm.
So you order whatever you're going to eat. Like, the kids' meal is free with the adult meal. And they always have, like, pizza, macaroni and cheese, chicken nuggets, and grilled cheese.
Okay. I'll look into that for sure.
Yeah, I need that.
I think I bit off something maybe a little bit more than I can chew because we're working on potty training him. He kind of regressed when his brother was born.
Mm-hmm.
And
totally normal.
So we're trying again.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my sister that if he does good with potty training this week, I want to take him to an arcade.
Because
he loves, every time we go to the mall and he sees the big arcade, he's like, oh my gosh, I want to go there. And I find a reason not to go there. So
of course.
I thought maybe I could suck it up and take the kid to an arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And kick. I'm not going to let him win at the games. I'm not that girl. If we play air hockey and I get the most goals, then dang it, I win. And I'm not going to let the little puck go in my thingy just so he can feel good about himself.
He should learn how to lose early, Shannon.
I stand by my theory that no matter what, if a kid loses, tough crap. At kids. Somebody wants to race me, I'll race you.
But I'm not holding back.
I'm going to get into a full-on sprint, you little kid in a wheelchair. It's electric. Come on. Just push the little knobby all the way forward and go fast. Come on. Am I wrong? We coddle kids too much. Come on.
Okay, that may be true.
So, a little victory at the arcade. Nothing wrong with that.
Take them out, Shannon.
I'm planning on it. I used to be really good at skee ball, so I think I'm going to really challenge him to a lot of skee ball while we're at the arcade. He doesn't have the skills to do it yet. So I think I'll win at that one, and maybe some Dance Dance Revolution or something. He can't do it, but he'll try.
It's an uneven playing field, Shannon. I'm not really sure how you can feel good about winning.
Oh, I'm going to feel great about winning.
You're not evenly matched.
I'm going to feel great about winning. I'm not going to give him my tickets. I'm going to get my own little prize, like the finger puppets that you get for 700 tickets.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be mine. I'm not sharing.
At the beginning of this conversation, I was thinking that you were the best aunt ever, but I'm rethinking that title now.
Oh, I talk a tough game. I'll let him have my tickets. I will not let him beat me, but I will let him have my tickets.
Okay.
So maybe he doesn't know the difference. Honestly.
So maybe you're like kind of the best aunt ever.
I mean, I can say you won, but really I'm saying inside I won because he can't read the scores. He doesn't know.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan to me.
That works.
I'm pumped about taking my nephew to the arcade this week. If he potty trains, good.
All right. You got to get him on the potty.
Woo!
See you later, Radicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.